Here is my Supernova Expo 2013 interview with Tom Taylor. Yes, that's right, folks. I managed to find him when he had a few minutes free, and I took them in order to bring you this interview. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm sitting with Tom Taylor, who's my favorite person ever. Woo! And please tell me about your wonderful book, The Deep Vanishing Island, which is the follow-up to The Deep.
My book, The Deep, The Vanishing Island, which is the follow-up to The Deep, Here Be Dragons, is about the continuing adventures of a multi-ethnic family of underwater explorers who live on a submarine. It is joyous. It is the most joyous thing in the world. It's kind of like reading The Deep is like when you see a baby unicorn born next to a baby puppy that has wings, and they grow up together into like baby puppy wing toddlers and unicorn toddlers, and then they frolic together. It's just like that. It's been amazing. It's a great book. I'm very proud of it. James Brower just killed it, and you know, we're now, it's been optioned for a TV series, CG series, 26 episodes. And we're all working on that at the moment. We're hoping that it happens.
And it will happen because it's awesome.
Yes, damn straight.
Yes, indeed. Now, I want to ask you, why is it set underwater? Are you obsessed with the water?
For me, underwater is, it's kind of like the final frontier right here at home. There's all this stuff down there that we've never seen that's right there. It's like we're always trying to go to space and go further and go beyond and go to Mars, and we've never seen a colossal squid in its natural habitat. We've never seen things. So the second biggest, or one of the biggest creatures on Earth, we've never seen it. That's ridiculous. We have the untouchable right here, and there's something wonderful about the untouchable. It's, we have everything. We have this thing called the internet, which you may have heard of.
No.
But it means that everything is convenient button touch away.
Yes.
Except for this. And that, to me, I love the idea of exploration, and this is what I love.
Yes, you do. I was going to ask you about the wonderful family that is in the book, and what inspired you to write the Necton family? Did you base the dad on yourself, or are you aunt? Or are you the fish? Are you Jeffrey?
I'm definitely the fish. No, for me, the Necton family, because comics are just generally so horrible and nasty and cynical, I am writing right now. I wanted to write a family of people who just love each other. They give each other a hard time, but at the heart of it is just a whole lot of love and respect and loyalty and, you know, and joy, enthusiasm, actually being able to like something and not feel, you know, embarrassed by it. You know, for the Necton family, you know, they're idealistic, they're... So, yeah, so this family was just everything, the ideals and the joy that I want to put into a book, and that's what they represent.
And how much of them represent your family? How much have you put into that?
Honestly, not a lot. There's a lot of me in there as far as the humour. There's a lot of me as far as the idealism. But there's not a lot of my own family in there. I mean, Finn, my 7-year-old, has actually had a lot to do with this book. There's a whole chapter in the latest issue where Keiko has her hair out. And that was because Finn just wanted to see her hair out. So James Brower had to draw her with her hair out for a whole issue, just because he wanted that. He's also fixed a lot of other things, changed things for us, like Finn has. He's been amazing. So it's, you know, there's a lot of everything in there, but I don't try and write my own family into things like that.
But it's
there
good
might be a
for
bit
them
of
to.
In Keiko, maybe.
But it's something that you can share with them.
Oh, without
and they
a
can
doubt.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, and I wrote it for them. I wrote it for. I was having two boys. I wanted to have a comic that I could share with them. And all the all ages titles I was reading were terrible. They weren't written for kids. They weren't written for anybody. They were written for safe reasons about nothing. They forgot to tell a story in a lot of the time.
And the Deep has a story.
The Deep does
have
a story.
And it's fun.
Yeah, and it's got action without having violence. Violence doesn't mean, you know, conflict doesn't mean violence. We have peril, but it's nothing too bad, you know, it's something that anybody can read.
And anybody can read it.
Yes.
I'll read it to my 3-year-old niece.
Yay!
She'll ask me about who she has to like and dislike. But I'll get there with her. Well, I'll wrap it up with you, but please apologise to everybody for the awful things you're doing on Injustice.
I'm sorry to everybody for the awful things. It's not me. I'm just following orders. Oh,
but it's
terrible.
Your fault. It's your fault.
It is my fault. Thank you.
And a big thanks to Tom for taking the time out to have a chat with me and for all the silliness that was that interview. So please, guys, check out The Deep, Hebe Dragons and The Deep Vanishing Island. You can get them through Gestalt Comics. You can get them through Madman. You can get them on Amazon or any really good book and comic book retailer. So please read them and then spread the love around because they're amazing.